Can you put into words what that experience out there was like today?
It's unbelievable. I mean, coming from, you know, playing in Minnesota last year and then playing in US Bank Stadium with this new team, I mean, it's an absolutely incredible experience. You know, I think a lot of the guys, we got here early just to look around the stadium, just to take it all in, because once you get here and start playing, it's kind of got to get to work. So did that with the guys, and, you know, I felt like we took it all in for what we had, and some guys executed today. We picked each other up in some moments, made some mistakes, but came back and scored some touchdowns.
The way preseason games work, you just never know how much work you might get. I mean, right, there's a plan, but you just never know. How satisfying for you that the time you got in there, it certainly feels to us like you made the most of it.
Yeah, it was cool. I think, you know, we put a ton of work in, you know, since OTAs and mini camp, and it's difficult learning this offense, and it's one of the more difficult offenses to learn in the country. And I thought my receivers and my O-line, all the rookies, did an amazing job leading up to this. And you know, finishing it off, you know, what the older guys kind of, you know, put on tape throughout the game, and us being able to come in the fourth quarter and do our job for what we had. I mean, what else could you ask for? I mean, in front of an amazing crowd and amazing fans, it was an unbelievable experience.
We'll ask the question again when a regular season touchdown happens. What's it feel like to throw a touchdown? How far in the progression did you go on that one?
That was the fourth guy. Similar, we had UCLA concept last year on a 2-minute drive to win it, and that was kind of similar to where we hit on the backside of the progression. And Miles got to a really good spot, cooked his DB up, and was wide open in the back of the end zone. Bink, touchdown. So it was cool.
Matt, talk to me about speed differences from U of M last year to this today's game.
That's a good question. I'm a firm believer that SEC and Big Ten are two power conferences in college, and I think the speed adjustment isn't as big. I think, you know, earlier in my career, if you would have asked me if I came from New Hampshire to the NFL, it might be a little different. But it's just timing with the guys that you're playing with, and you know, timing with the guys you're playing against. And I thought, you know, the prep work, like I said, all the way for OTAs and minicamp, that brings you up to speed a little bit. You know, playing against Flo, and this Vikings defense is, you know, second to none in my opinion. And so using them as preparation is really important.
How much does this taste today make you want to get out for the next one?
It's just so exciting. I think, you know, coming next week, I'm close to Josh Dobbs and the Patriots, and I'm excited to see him work next week here in Minneapolis, and I'm excited to see him play next week too. And I think the NFL is a brotherhood, and having guys that you can see, you know, grow up with and train with, and, you know, we had Daniel Jackson and Ariante out there today. Like, that was such a cool experience. That was one of my favorite moments today, was seeing Ariante and Daniel. So just kind of being able to bring that brotherhood together and, you know, see guys perform their best. I'm very excited.
Obviously, it's such an exciting time, but does it feel like you can do a little bit now that you got the first one done?
I'm not sure I've taken a breath yet, to be honest. It took me a little bit to kind of get in there, settle down a little bit, and, you know, I think I was a little naive to think that I was going to be ready my first play, and I was probably a little heartbeat a couple times for a couple plays, but, you know, once we all got settled in, you know, we started making some plays and went down the field, and thankfully defense had a couple turnovers for us to kind of get us down in that that red zone fringe kind of area. So it's a team effort, and I'm excited to see what we have to do next week.
Max, did you know going in that you were going to get most of the playing time in the fourth quarter, or was that kind of spur of the moment?
It depends. You kind of have drives, give and take. You know, I had an idea maybe I was going to come in towards the end of the game, but it's really difficult. People talk about how difficult it is to be ready to play when you kind of just been watching the entire game and taking mental notes of the reps the guys are taking and cheering on your guys. And it's something that you kind of have to learn as a quarterback in the NFL, because there's only one guy that plays. And so this is a good mental rep and a good physical rep for me, and for the rest of the guys too, to be able to come in second or third quarter. You know, Sam and Brett did an amazing job today. Being able to take mental note of what they did today was really important in my development, and I'm very thankful that they're here to do that. So it'll be good practice for us.
What would you say you've most learned from watching those three guys ahead
of you? Oh, man, so much. Everyone has different, different attributes that I can learn from JJ, Rip, and Sam. Rip and Sam have both played and started NFL games, and JJ is such a talented and amazing individual. And I couldn't even tell you, like, an exact thing. Like, for Rip, he was an undrafted guy as well. And I ask him, he probably gets so annoyed with me. I ask him so many questions every single day. Like, he's ready to close me a closet and not come back to me. So Rip is an unbelievable individual, and being able to work with Sam and JJ on a daily basis has been really helpful for me.